do? Ain't the sun shining brightly? How do? Ain't the breeze blowing lightly? I'm telling you, while I step kind of sprightly, feeling fine, sure as you're born.
How do? It's a great day to see you. How do you do? It's a great world to be in. I'm telling you, and I know you're agreeing, what a world, sure as you're born. Get an earful
of that mockingbird,
singing with all its might. Get an eyeful
of that painted sky,
ain't it a wonderful sight? Oh, how do you do? Ain't the sun shining brightly? How do you do? Ain't the breeze blowing lightly? I'm telling you, while I step kind of sprightly, feeling fine, sure as you're born.
Before long, all America will be whistling and singing that song. A great song from a great picture. Of course, it's Walt Disney's new Technicolor hit, Song of the South. One of the most tuneful films he's ever produced. With a gay, heartwarming story based on the tales of Uncle Remus. Featuring the talents of Hollywood's finest actors and Walt Disney's newest animated stars.
Hello, y'all. This is Johnny Mercer, ready to start the proceedings on this quarter-hour musical preview of Song of the South, and introducing to you some of the wonderful people from its cast. First, meet the sweetheart of the Disney lot, 7-year-old, blonde, and very beautiful, Luana Patton.
Hiya, Johnny.
Bobby Driscoll, a 9-year-old who gives such a grand performance.
I guess that's me.
And there's James Basquiat, who will shortly be known everywhere for his wonderful screen portrait of that renowned storyteller, Uncle Remus.
Yes, sir? I got all kinds of stories, mostly about the most outdoorness, bodacious critter in the world, Br'er Rabbit.
And, of course, the man who produced this outstanding picture, the man whose popularity is acclaimed throughout the world, Walt Disney.
Well, thanks, Johnny, but I thought we were here to listen to the music score from Song of the South.
Right you are, Walt. But first, I'm sure the listeners would like to know a little more about your picture.
Well, all I can say is that it took a lot of time, plenty of hard work, but I loved every minute of it.
Yes, I imagine making a Disney picture is as much fun as seeing one. Incidentally, Walt, how did you happen to choose the tales of Uncle Remus as the story for Song of the South?
Well, Johnny, I first heard the stories of Uncle Remus when I was a boy down in Missouri. And since then, they've been among my favorites.
Your favorites and a million others.
That's right. I believe no folk stories have been better loved than the Joel Chandler Harris tales of Uncle Remus. I've always wanted to do a picture of him. But I had to wait for the development of our new film technique before I attempted it.
New film technique, Walt?
Yes, where we combine live actors with animated characters. You see, in this medium, Johnny, we can do practically anything.
And believe me, friends, in Song of the South, Walt does things you've never thought possible.
Now, Johnny, I think it's about time we hear some of that music you've promised.
All right, Walt, just name your favorite.
Well, how about that song Hattie McDaniel sings in the picture, you know, Sooner or Later, by one of your Capitol Record artists? And by the way, speaking of Capitol Records, I heard that Uncle Remus album you made, Johnny, and it's wonderful.
Thanks, Mr. D. I hope it'll become a collector's item. And a neat little item now is June Hutton, who steps out of the Pied Pipers to sing Sooner or Later.
Exactly. well. But sooner or later, you're gonna be coming around and want my loving again. But sooner or later, you're gonna be coming around and want my loving again.
Well, that sounds real satisfactory to me. How about you, Walt?
Hey, that sounds like a genuine Southern accent you using there, Mr. Johnny, for sure.
Well, you're not forgetting, Walt, I was born and brought up in a Savannah bi-patch, just like Uncle Remus and Br'er Rabbit.
Funny, I'd never know you're from the South.
Well, bless my soul, son. I knew you was from my part of the country all the time.
Yes, Uncle Remus. I was from the Georgia Mercer, sir, where Br'er Rabbit probably used to nibble on my grandpappy's sugar cane.
That little critter sure got around, didn't he, Uncle Remus?
Yes, sir, he sure did get around. And if I had time, I'd tell you all about the story of Br'er Rabbit and the Tall Baby.
I'll tell you what. Let's settle for a song.
Good. Sing Uncle Remus sad.
Just for you, honey. I'll do that.
All right, Jim Basket. Just what did Uncle Remus say?
Uncle Remus said,
come on and gather round me, all you little children, before y'all go off to bed. Now just give me your attention and hear what old Uncle Remus got to say. I'll tell you just how the animals got that way. Now the leopard's pappy, he got the gout from eating too much speckled trout. His mammy dreamed of polka dots, and that's how the leopard got his spots.
That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said.
From speckled trout and polka dots.
That's how the leopard got his spots. More, more, tell us more.
The piggy saw his monkey friend a-swinging by his other end. He tried the same thing on a rail, and that's why the pig's got a curly tail.
That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said.
He tried the same thing on a rail.
That's why the pig's got a curly tail.
That was wonderful, Jim Basket. And what Uncle Remus said won't soon be forgotten either.
I just hope the animal kingdom will forgive me for telling those stories on them.
Mr. Mercer, want to know what my favorite is from Song of the South?
I bet I can guess it, Bobby.
Bet you can't.
Let me see now. With that twinkle in your eyes, it could only be one tune. The Laughing Place song?
Nope, you missed. That's the Juana's.
Uh-huh, that's my favorite. Every time I hear it, it makes me laugh.
Well, if it makes you laugh, what you say we play it right now? Okay, Bobby?
Okay, ladies first.
Very well, you announce it, Luana. And I'll give it my extra special attention.
All right. Everybody listen. Johnny Mercer is going to sing Everybody's Got a Laughing Place, a very cute number from Song of the South.
Everybody has a laughing place, a laughing place to go home. Take a frown, turn it upside down, and you'll find yours, I know.
Everybody has a laughing place to go home.
Find a grin, bring it right on in,
and you'll find yours, I know. Ha, 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 ho, ho, ho.
Boy, am I in luck. I think about my laughing place.
And yuck, 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 yuck. Everybody has a laughing place to go home, home. Take a frown, turn it upside down, and you'll find yours, I know, ho, ho. Ha, 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 ha. Ho, ho, ho. Ye,
everybody has a laughing place, a laughing place to go, ho, ho. Take a frown, turn it upside down, and you'll find yours, I know, ho, ho.
Everybody has a laughing place to go, ho, ho, ho.
Find a grin, bring it right on in,
and you'll find yours, I know, ho, ho. Ha, 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 ho, ho, ho.
Boy, am I in luck. I think about my laughing place.
And yuck, 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 yuck. Everybody has a laughing place to go, ho, ho. Take a frown, turn it upside down, and you'll find yours, I know, ho, ho. Ha, 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 ha. Ho, ho, ho. Hee, hee, hee.
Thank you, Mr. Mercer. Just for that, I'm going to get the Capitol Uncle Remus album just to hear you sing it again.
Oh, that's a great song, isn't it? Say, Walt, where do people get all the ideas for songs like this, all you people?
Well, you should ask that, Johnny. I've often wondered where you got all your ideas.
Yeah, but I never came up with one like this laughing place thing.
Well, that's part of an Uncle Remus story, Johnny. You see, Uncle Remus believes everybody's got a laughing place. You have, Luana has, I have. It's all a matter of finding your own. Your little hideaway, your special little place to laugh.
Well, I know where mine is, then.
Who's that?
Bobby, it's in any theater where they're showing Song of the South. Man, I got a million laughs out of it.
Mine's in the corner listening to Uncle Remus tell us stories. That's my laughing place, too.
And I'll bet Walt's place is over on the lot with Donald Duck.
I can't think of a better place. Now, Johnny, since you sung our favorite from Song of the South, we'd like to hear yours.
I like them all, Walt, but there's one in particular that I favor over all the rest.
Which one is that, Johnny?
Well, it's the one I think you can be sure will be one of America's favorites. It's that catchy, happy-go-lucky piece, Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Gee whiz, Mr. Mercer. That's one I like best, too.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, my, oh, my,
what. Well, folks, that's all we have time for now. It's been a lot of fun singing all these grand new tunes from Song of the South, and we hope you've enjoyed hearing them as much as we've enjoyed bringing them to you. So for Walt Disney, Luana Patton, Bobby Driscoll, and James Basquiat, this is Johnny Mercer saying goodbye, and reminding you, if you want to see the gayest, happiest movie of the year, well, you latch onto a seat at your favorite theater when they show Walt Disney's musical hit, Song of the South.
You'll want to see it again and again. It's Walt Disney's Technicolor classic, Song of the South, with new songs for a nation. Picture all Hollywood's talking about. In this new Walt Disney full-length Technicolor hit, you'll thrill to its gay, heartwarming story. You'll whistle and sing its glorious music, and you'll laugh and love the new Disney characters. Remember, it's Walt Disney's tuneful new hit, Song of the South. Song of the South, with songs for a nation.